Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Just under 13 hours until the NFL draft gets underway, and we have it covered for you all day today here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Grecian Foye in Detroit for the draft, and a limited program with those guys today because of the Sox game. And then tonight, Scheim is a part of the Rich Keefe draft party, and that gets underway at 6. Am I correct about that,
Scheim? That is correct. 6 to midnight, okay. Baby.
All right. And we will, of course, be watching with you at the Poorhouse in Keene, New Hampshire. It is an unofficial draft pregame for the road show, and I would assume we would all be there by 7. And Wiggy is the guy with the lemon pepper wing sauce all over his face when you walk in tonight. And we will get the road shows underway. I can't wait. So,
Scheim, what time do you think around will be when the Patriots, when the third pick happens?
So if the draft starts right at 8.
Which it won't.
Yeah, which it barely does. I would say like 8:20 to 8:30 in that range.
All right. We'll talk to Bill O'Brien, head coach of Boston College football, about the draft coming up at 7:20. But right now, let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the ass.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do you want to start, Scheim?
Well, Greg, let's begin with a guy who will have his name called later this evening. That would be one Drake May. Could even be called for the New England Patriots. He was on the Dan Patrick Show, and Dan asked him a couple questions, and Drake may have an idea where he's getting drafted tonight. Let's hear from Drake May.
Do you know where you're going?
I wish I did, and I wish it was that easy. Now I think I'll know once I hear that phone ring.
But do you have an idea? You don't have to tell me, but do you have an idea?
I think I have an idea.
Okay. All right. And do you like the cold?
I don't mind it at all.
Okay.
You got to play football. Football is a cold weather sport nowadays.
All right. So. I just want to make sure.
All right. Wait. Nowadays? Isn't it less of a cold weather sport because of all the domes?
Right. Yes, it is.
I mean, it does get cold in Washington.
Oh. Yeah.
So that's...
It gets really cold in Minnesota.
You've been all over Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
Are you going to be bummed if it's Drake May?
Yes.
I'll be a little
bit.
You
are, Curtis?
I'll totally be disappointed, but I won't mind. Because I still think Drake May is a good player. I'm not in the camp of Drake May can't play. I would prefer Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels is what, 47? I mean, he's.
Could be.
No, they're both.
He was playing college football. Pre-COVID.
Yes, in 2019.
Yes.
He was playing college football so long, he threw a touchdown pass in college to Brandon Ayuk. Ayuk's about to get a massive new contract in the NFL.
Yeah, but...
Most guys are, though, nowadays.
Well, not Drake,
not
May.
Drake May or Caleb
not
Williams.
Not Drake May or Caleb Williams.
Well, I'm willing to bet you they're the rarity because of COVID. Most guys nowadays, in the transfer portal, guys,
JJ McCarthy's not like that either.
Guys that have been around and transferred multiple times and have, you know, played before and got the extra year with COVID.
COVID completely screwed Breece Hill when it came to making it to the NFL. Happened right in the middle of his D2 Bentley career.
And Greg, the Spanish flu did that to you as well.
All right.
Yeah. 23 years old. He ain't that old.
I think that is the guy that is going to be available unless they're all in on JJ McCarthy.
And the odds have, at least at sports books, have taken a ton of money or adjusted their odds just to the fact that they're hearing something about JJ McCarthy. Because
but I
his
think
odds
that's that
gotten...
Chargers thing. Like they're assuming that Harbaugh is all in on him and willing to trade Herbert.
Yeah, but trading Herbert would logistically be a nightmare because there would be so much dead money that the Chargers would just be a mess for years. And so I don't think financially they can actually trade Justin Herbert.
If Jim Harbaugh wanted to coach J.J. McCarthy, he would have taken a job at a team that could have drafted him.
Yeah.
He had the opportunity.
He could have been
that.
The Commanders coach.
He's doing
it. Or Atlanta.
And I think it's a very good thing, and I'm sure players love it. Jim Harbaugh is doing a solid for a guy that helped him win a championship.
Definitely.
And, you know, honestly, if it's between J.J. and Drake May, I'm all for Drake May. But I think Courtney, in the way that he spoke, J.J. McCarthy, that is, the audio we played yesterday about doing it like Ty Law and Willie McGinnis and Tom Brady telling the Patriots what to do and that. I don't know. I would not rule it out in any way that at three they take JJ.
Okay. It's going to be exciting. What's next, Shine?
Next, let's bump over to your Boston Bruins. Jim Montgomery, not happy with the scheduling. We were mad just because the Celtics and Bruins played at the same time. Well, Jim Montgomery, mad at the scheduling for another reason. This is what he said prior to the game yesterday.
Like, I mean, I would have rather been here Thursday, Saturday, if I'm being honest, but, you know, I think we're spending more time in Toronto than Toronto's spending in Boston. We're the home team.
Yeah, I mean, it is weird with the when it comes to the scheduling. I mean, I don't know if it's a disadvantage for he wants to be here and skating at Warrior or whatever. I mean, I don't know.
Why is he bitching about that to the press? Who cares?
Yeah.
It seems like an odd move.
Yeah. I mean, after
it was
last...
his excuse in case they lost last night.
Oh, was that pregame?
Yes, that was pregame.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well done. Right.
What else, Shine?
Well, we heard from one coach. Let's hear from Sheldon Keefe. By the way, Sheldon, underratedly awful name. I'm sorry. Just terrible. Young Sheldon over Sheldon Keefe all day. Anyways.
I like the blue suit, though.
Yeah. He looked dapper. Don't get me wrong. Just he needs a name change. Sheldon Keefe spoke after the game. We were raving about Brad Marchand all morning. Well, he had something to say about Brad Marchand after the game.
In the league long enough, as you can see, he gets calls. It's unbelievable, actually, you know, how it goes, you know. We got to play through that. We got to play through that stuff. I don't think there's another player in this series that gets away with taking out Bertuzzi's legs the way that he does. There's not one other player in the series that gets away with that, but he does. Because, you know, it's an art, and he's elite at it.
There is no player in hockey that gets called for more nonsense than Brad Marchand.
Get lost.
Yeah.
The Bruins did not get calls last night. If anybody got calls.
5-3, it was them. What are you bitching about?
They got the calls last night. I brought
their
up
power
the,
play just sucks.
Yeah. I brought up the McAvoy thing, the roughing call on McAvoy, which they kind of made up for afterwards because they realized it was a bogus call. You're touching a guy when you get up off him after hitting him. Like, I mean,
you can't complain about penalties when you had 5 power play opportunities and the Bruins had 3. You had more.
And you clearly high-sticked Charlie McAvoy in the middle of the ice and neither referee saw it.
It'd be like an NFL team complaining about penalties when they have less penalties than the other team. It sounds stupid.
It bothered me. Listen, the result is great.
Mm-hmm.
When Reeves was he hit Zaka, hit Pasta before that, before there was I was waiting for a little bit of a response from the Bruins. I appreciate the fact that they are controlling that. It's the playoffs. I get it. You don't want to take a stupid penalty.
Well,
but
it is Ryan Reeves. I mean, that's what he does. I don't know.
I know.
I don't know if they have anybody that can.
What's Pat Maroon there for?
I don't know. He's not.
What about what about Domi skating into Jeremy Swayman?
Yeah, that was dumb. Yeah, you saw Maroon go right to the ref after
that. Yes, I did.
Yeah. And I think after the Reeves hit, though, I was actually kind of pleased with Pasternak's response because in prior years, he would have done something really stupid, gotten a dumb penalty, and put you in a bad spot, and he didn't do that. So I was happy about that.
All right, Bruins win, and they get home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mice back. Yep. What's next, Shine?
Next, let's go over and hear from our guy Joe Mazzulla after the game. Talked about the difference between Game 1 and Game 2 for your Boston Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, two completely different games from game one to game two based on the schemes. And so we have to adjust to that. You know, more switching on their part, higher pickup points, got to fight for spacing, less obvious two-on-ones. And so, you know, got to get to our spacing quick and play out of that. And defensively, obviously, they made a conscious effort, you know, the free rein to shoot more. And I thought, you know, most of those were, you know, moderately to heavily contested. And so we're going to have to make the adjustment on some of those.
Yeah, so we talked about this yesterday. Joe Mazzulla, 100% an up-talker. Like, rare, you can hear it in that
the
clip.
The rare male up-talker?
Yes.
Right. Yes.
He is absolutely a male up-talker.
He's like from River Phoenix to the sea.
He's got the white girl pagogi.
All right. That is, they said it, quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Coming up next, we'll talk to Bill O'Brien about the draft tonight. Which first time I believe he's been on this radio program.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about that. So are the eagle and the double eagle in the room. Are you a double eagle, Curtis, or just
I'm barely an
eagle. Triple eagle?
Wow. No, well, my whole family went there, so I guess that counts.
All right. So Bill O'Brien coming up. Courtney with the news at 7:45. Speaking of Courtney, right now, what is trending?
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. Let's start with the bad news. The Celtics lose to the Heat 111-101. The third quarter was when the Heat pulled away in this one, outscoring the Seas 27-18. Jaylen Brown led the way with 33 points. Jason Tatum behind him with 28. The Heat went on 23-43 from behind the three-point line, so that series is now tied at one apiece headed to
Miami.
Oh,
good one in Twitch. Curtis is a bald eagle.
Hey! Well done.
The Bruins, however, come out on top 4-2 in Toronto, going up a game in the series. Brad Marchand scored his 12th game-winning playoff goal in this one, passing Cam Neely for the most in Bruins history. He had two. The other goals came from Jake DeBrusque and Trent Frederick. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 28 saves in the win. The Red Sox shut out the Guardians 8-0. Cooper Criswell went for his fourth start in his MLB career. He didn't allow a run in his five innings where he struck out three. They've got the series finale with the Guardians today, 1:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Arcan at 12:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And it is finally draft day. Join Shime and a bunch of the guys right here on WEEI from 6 to midnight for the draft party. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE18. That's 1-888-SMOKE18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, beautiful day in Boston today. Going to be a little chilly out there. 34 right now. Frost watch, so make sure your plants are inside. Afternoon high is sunny, 54. And tomorrow morning in Brattleboro, Vermont, for our first road show of the year, early morning feel will be 15 degrees.
What?
It'll be around, I don't know exactly what time, but it'll be around 6 a.m. It'll be in the high teens, low 20s, but it'll warm up nicely to 55.
Still winter in Vermont.
Right.
It's always winter in Vermont.
It's like a snow show.
We'll see you tomorrow morning, Stone Church, Brattleboro, Vermont, 6 to 10.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.